Police officer murdered on Jack Callahan. Fox News. Two Huntsville, Alabama police officers rushing to rescue a shooting victim were ambushed late yesterday. One of them is dead. The other is fighting for his life.
This is one of those times when it's very hard to come up with words to tell somebody thank you for your sacrifice, and also to our men who are out there still on a day-to-day basis, that we as a community are here to support you.
Huntsville's Mayor Tommy Battle says the slain officer is Garrett Crumbie, who'd worn a badge for a decade. Officer Albert Marin is in critical condition following surgery. A 25-year-old man who had just pled guilty to a weapons charge days ago has been arrested. Honors for the Nashville police officers who confronted and shot the suspect in Monday's school shooting.
Those two officers, identified as Rex Engelbert and Michael Colazzo, now receiving the Uvalde Foundation Award for their quick response to the tragedy, which may have saved the lives of many more students and staff.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Nashville's police chief John Drake says the shooter had bought 7 guns in the last couple of years legally, but probably shouldn't have had them.
She was under care, doctor's care, for an emotional disorder. Law enforcement knew nothing about the treatment she was receiving.
The city of Nashville plans a citywide candlelight vigil for the 6 victims this evening. House Republicans have introduced a lower energy cost act to promote domestic energy production. Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise, one of the sponsors.
There's no reason we should be getting energy from foreign countries when we can make it here cleaner, more efficient, and at a dramatically lower cost than anywhere else in the world.
President Biden says he would veto that measure were it to reach his desk. Wall Street lower yesterday, but early morning Dow futures are trading more than 220 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
China is threatening retaliation if House Speaker McCarthy meets with Taiwan's president.
Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen will visit the United States next month, and China says it would view it as a provocation if McCarthy meets with her. China is sensitive to American leaders meeting with their Taiwanese counterparts because it believes Taiwan is part of China. The warning is reminiscent of China's response when then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taipei and the communist nation staged war games around Taiwan. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is being subpoenaed by the House Foreign Affairs Committee for withholding a classified document on the Biden administration's chaotic 2021 withdrawal from Afghanistan, which saw 13 U.S. service members killed in a suicide bombing. Committee Chairman Mike McCall says the committee wants to see a dissent cable from U.S. diplomats who were serving in Afghanistan, informing the State Department of rapid gains by the Taliban and advice on how to speed up the evacuation. Secretary Blinken claims that internal policies are holding up his release of that dissent cable. Controversy may be brewing for Starbucks former CEO as he heads to Capitol Hill today to be questioned about unions.
Nearly 300 Starbucks stores have voted to unionize, but none have gotten a contract deal with the company yet. The Senate Health, Education, Labor and Pensions Committee is going to question longtime Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz about that. Senator Bernie Sanders has been a supporter of Starbucks labor and has said Schultz has been keeping workers from collective bargaining for better working conditions. Schultz is expected to say the company's tried negotiating, but union reps have improperly demanded multi-store negotiations and delayed or refused to attend meetings. Till NATO, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.